This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday Hamas should swiftly accept an Israeli proposal for a truce in the Gaza war and the release of Israeli hostages held by the Palestinian militant group. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Blinken made the comments at a special World Economic Forum meeting in the Saudi capital of Riyadh.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Negotiators for Palestinian militant group Hamas arrived in Cairo on Monday to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators about the phased ceasefire proposal Israel presented over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The U.S. State Department found 5 units of Israeli's military responsible for gross violations of human rights incidents that took place outside of Gaza before conflict broke out between Israel and Hamas in October, the State Department said on Monday.
4 of these units have effectively remediated these violations, which is what we expect partners to do. It is consistent with what we expect all countries whom with we have a security relationship with.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel. The United States on Monday said it opposed the International Criminal Court's investigation into Israel's conduct in Gaza and reports Israeli officials fear the Hague-based tribunal could soon issue arrest warrants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly raised the issue with U.S. President Joe Biden in a call over the weekend. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the Red Sea, the latest assault in their campaign against international shipping and a crucial maritime route. The attack on Monday happened off the coast of Yemen. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center. The private security firm Ombre said 3 missiles targeted a Malta-flagged container ship traveling from Djibouti onward to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. NATO's chief says alliance countries have not followed through on what they promised Ukraine on time. AP correspondent Haya Panjawani reports.
NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg said that serious delays in support have meant serious consequences on the battlefield for Ukraine. Ukrainian troops had to make a tactical retreat from 3 villages where Russian forces have been making gains. Ukraine and its Western partners are trying to release new military aid that can help check the Russian advance across eastern areas. Russia is a far bigger country than Ukraine, with greater resources to draw on. Stoltenberg said more weapons and ammunition for Ukraine are on the way, including Patriot missile systems to defend against the heavy Russian barrages that smash into the power grid in urban areas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. officials are negotiating the removal of American troops from Niger after the country's military junta ended a longstanding pact. Analysts say similar moves have not improved military security for Niger's neighbors. Henry Wilkins reports.
The U.S. State Department said that U.S. officials in Niger were negotiating the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. 2 weeks earlier, Russian troops arrived in Niger's capital, Niamey, to offer security support in the country's 9-year-old conflict with militants linked to Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Niger is the latest Sahel country fighting an insurgency to eject Western forces and replace them with Russian troops after neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
A volcano in Indonesia erupted on Tuesday, spewing ash and lava after an eruption earlier this month led to hundreds of evacuations and an airport closure. The country's Center for Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation raised the alert level to its highest following the morning eruption of Ruang, urging residents not to get near the volcano, according to its website. The volcano is on an island home to more than 800 residents, most of whom have already been evacuated. Transport authorities temporarily closed an airport after the eruption earlier this month, while falling rocks and ash damaged homes and forced a nearby hospital to evacuate. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.